Thank you, Sam. An Norwich coffee shop is doing its best to improve its green footprint as the national war against waste continues. Stranger's Coffee on Pottergate has begun using biodegradable cups after months of research into the best alternatives to traditional plastic-lined vessels. The resulting cups, produced in Ireland, have a newly developed mineral lining which breaks down naturally and can be recycled with normal paper waste. The company has also invested in fully compostable cup lids. Co-founder and director of Stranger's Coffee, Alex Sargent, said the cups had been delivered and rolled out in the cafe quicker than anticipated. Early customer feedback has been great and they're happy we're making these changes, he said. We look to make some further developments on the cups over the next few batches to really highlight their recyclability.
Staff and volunteers at a Norwich charity shop are urging animal lovers to donate unwanted items to help sick and injured pets. Norwich PDSA says it is desperate for good quality donations, including furniture, CDs, DVDs, books and toys, as well as clothing. The shop was also appealing for local people to volunteer in Branch. We're looking for enthusiastic volunteers who are passionate about pets and who can lend a hand. And for more information about volunteering, please call 0800 854 194 or visit www.pdsa.org.uk/volunteering. And to find out more about PDSA, please visit www.pdsa.org.uk.
West Norwich Credit Union has marked its 25th anniversary with the city's Lord Mayor David Pullman cutting a cake at its Erlen West Centre site and thanking volunteers for their hard work in building the cooperative institution. The credit union, which provides saving and loan facilities for the benefit of its members, started with a weekly collection at Cadge Road Community Centre and moved to its first premises in 2001. President Ian Leather said, "Our low interest rates have increased the amount of money members have in their pockets. People drop in and there's no stigma attached." The union operates 5 days a week and has granted loans totalling £2.3 million, with £2.7 million paid in as savings. And if you're not looking after your customers, then your less scrupulous competitors will. Union membership is open to anyone who lives or works in the NR postcode area of Norfolk.
The Alzheimer's Society is calling on people in Norfolk to unite to plan actions to improve the everyday lives of people affected by dementia. Dementia Awareness Week has been renamed as Dementia Action Week and is taking place from May the 21st to the 27th. There are more than 14,000 people living with dementia in Norfolk, and many face the condition alone without adequate support. There are 5 ways to get involved, including becoming a dementia friend, spreading the news, arrange a quiz event, join dementia research, and get involved on social media. The Dementia Friends Initiative allows people to learn a little bit more about what it's like to live with dementia and then turn that understanding into action. Across Norfolk and Suffolk, there are already more than 48,000 dementia friends. To find out more about becoming a dementia friend, visit www.dementiafriends.org.uk.
And that's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Tatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. UK. And please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to Chatteround.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Jane Pratt
and Geoffrey Hodgson.